Dan, welcome. We're going to do another swim meet tonight. We're at the Penn, Penn Aquatic Center here in Osceola. It's the first time in about 15 years since I've been over here, and oh my gosh, has it changed a lot. It has really, really changed. They actually got a big scoreboard across the way. I asked somebody earlier, I says, is that good? They can put the score, they put the results up there? He says, yep, that's okay, that's all I need. That's it. So it's going to be the Penn Kingsmen and the Northridge Raiders tonight here in swimming. So we're going to start up with the girls 200 medley relay. Yep, swimmers are in the water. And we're off. Okay, one time and one time only. Off to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Okay. Northridge is in the odd lanes and Penn's in the even lanes. And we'll get the results and stuff here as they come back up. Yep, Penn came in at a split of 27.69. But Northridge is right there on the heel, 29.63. So the second leg of breaststroke is now coming on. And it looks like Penn's got a pretty good lead here in the breaststroke. All right. Yep, Penn's in first with a split of 56.94. Northridge is in second with a 101.35. And then I think it would be Penn. No, Northridge is, Northridge has the odds, so. Yeah, it looks like Penn's going to win the breaststroke right now. Now we should go to the freestyle. Yep, we're in the freestyle, and Penn's got a real big lead. It's going to be tough for Northridge to catch him. Penn's kind of at 124.34, and Northridge is at 129.13. So, Penn should win the... Yep, Penn got first in 150.11. And Northridge is in second with 154.63. They got second and third. It's 159.55. So you got Penn 1 and Northridge 2-3. And Penn got 4th. All right, now we're going to go with the boys.
Morris Thread, the winner in lane 4 from Penn High School with a time of 150.11.
So now we're going to go, to the boys 200 the medley relay. At Northridge. Alright. Swimmers in the water. And we're off. Okay, again, I'll say it one more time. One time again. Up to see the Wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. So. Northridge has the odds, and Penn has the evens.
Lane 2, Bobby Villa, Chris Howell, Alex Metros,
and
Andrew Miller. Lane 3.
Yeah, Penn's got three teams in there, so Northridge only had Penn is in first with 23.53. Penn got first and second. Yeah, Northridge is going to be fifth with 33.74. Now they're in the breaststroke. And yep, we're at Pencil has first with 52.36 on the split. Yep, now we're in the breaststroke. And Penn should win this one pretty easily, the way it looks on the board. Penn's at 116.91. And now they're in. Now they're in the freestyle. Penn's gonna win. Penn's gonna win it going away. With a 138.82. And Penn should have. Will Penn have second? I think Penn's gonna have second. I think. Yep. Penn's B team. B realizing second with a 150.35. And then Northfish got third with a 158.55. And then Penn got fourth.
The word is correct. The winner is in lane four from Penn High School. Yep. With a time of 138.82. Joe Reddy, Lucas Evans, Nate Reinigan, and Connor Gray.
Now we should go to the girls. I should have these, after last night, I should have all these events memorized. Yeah, girls 200, okay.
Event number three, girls 200 yard freestyle.
Yeah, Haley Clark's in this one. She signed a letter of intent last week at the... I think Haley is going to Youngstown. I think Youngstown. I think I got to double check on that. So they're in the water here, but 200 free. Now Northfield should start bringing some points up. Yep, Penn's got three swimmers in there, so Northfield has three also.
Lane three,
and let's see. Yeah, Christensen is first with a 27 flat. Nice time. Looks like Northridge is in second with Haley Clark with a 28.41. No, they should be in the third lane now here of the 200 free. Yeah, Critchison still has first with a 29-13 split with a 56-13, but Haley is right behind her at a 58-53. Said Northridge lost a tough one to Chesterton Saturday, 92-91, so... That's... Yep, it looks like Christensen still has a lead at 29.68 on the split. Overall time of 125.81. All right. And we're pushing the 150 mark. Yep. Christensen from Penn was in first with a 154.50. Haley Carson second with a 159.72. I'm sorry, 159.79. And Mount from Northridge got fourth with a 205.40. And Wilson is in fifth for Northridge with a 207.26. Now we're going with the boys, 200.
Event number four, boys, 200 yard freestyle.
All right. Boys, 200 freestyle coming up. Uh-huh. up in the block. And we're off.
Going for Northridge.
Now Dibley's in this with Dibley.
Lane 6, Tim Lowe. And lane 7, Kate Mayer.
Now Dibley and Lowe should do pretty good in this.
Lane 3, Reed Olsen. And lane 4, Matthew Howell.
So we'll see how. See if I'm right. Yep, Dibley's in first with 24.77. But Howell's right on his tail with a 24.78. Yep, Dibble still has first with 27.42. Dibble and Howell are going neck and neck. Howell 27.79 and Dibble 27.42. Out of the six swimmers, five of them are under a minute. Yep, Dibley's still in first with, oh, now wait, no, Howell's in first now with 27. So, yep, Dibley won it with a 146.72, and Howell was second from Penn with a 147.11. So, that's a nice win there for Northridge. Yeah, but the team depth isn't.
Yeah.
Yep. Now we're going to go to the girls 200 now. This is where Northridge is strong. I mean, they're really strong. You got Ann Yater from Northridge in lane 5. She also signed a letter of intent last week. There we have on the blocks. Yep, on the blocks. And we're off.
Moving for the Raiders in lane 5.
The 80 area.
Lane 2, Logan Cozen. Lane 3, Alyssa Messenger. And lane 4, Sharon Dean.
All right. Yeah, the girls 200 IM, and I would say one of the Yaters. Yeah, well, yeah, the Yaters are 1-2. Well, And one's at 27.2954, the other one's at 28.70. So, yeah, so they're 1-2. And looking down at the pool, there's probably about a half body length separating the two. All right, now we're in the breaststroke for the IM. In first with a 37.14, but Penn's closed it in. There's second. Maniator won it with 2:13.52. And Messenger from Penn was in second. But Ann's Sister got third with a 2:15.27. And Hicks got six for Northridge at 2:37.76. Now we're going to go to the boys' 200 IM. Got three Penn and three Northridge in this.
Showing for the Raiders, lane 5, Tristan Brown.
All right.
Lane 6,
Tristan.
And lane 7, Frank Morgan.
Okay, Tristan got about half body length lead.
Lane 2, Alex Fleming. Lane 3, Lucas Evans.
And let's see, I think Tristan's in first. Yep. Tristan with 26:39 split. Now they're in the backstroke. All right, let's see where we. Yeah, Brett still in first with a 58:60. Penn's in second with a 1 minute flat. It's Fleming. First, the 1:33.04. Now in the freestyle. Yeah, Brett got first from Northridge. 2:01.61, and Evans from Penn was in second with a 2:05.49, and Fleming from Penn got third at 2:06.49. So, pretty good times there.
Board is correct. Winners in lane 5 by the time of 2:01.61.
Now we're going to go, now we're going to go 53, and I'm going to tell you, this would be right around 25, 26.
We're the Kingsmen in lane 2, Lauren Trowbridge. Lane 3, Matt Bottomer. And in lane 4, Nicky Kilmore.
It'll be somewhere in that area. And this will be quick. I mean, quick. Yeah, this should be right around 26. Somewhere in that area. Let me see. Yep, Penn got first. Um, I can check a name here. Maddie won it for a pin in the girls 53. Now we're going to boys 53.
Event number 8, boys 50 yard freestyle. Swimming for the Raiders in lane 5. All right. Carson Clemens. Lane 6, Mason Florida. In lane 7, Cole Hackley. For the Kingsmen. In lane 2, Rock Richards. Lane 3, Tristan Tudorwin. And in lane 4, Connor Craig.
All right, there you have the lineup. And there's a whistle. And we're off. Here for 53 for the boys. Yep, Craig got first from Penn with a 22-81. Yep, Penn goes 1-2-3 in that. And then Northridge naturally is 4-5-6. So I am going.
The winner in lane 4 from Penn High School, Connor Craig.
Yep, Connor Craig. Yep, won that. Alright, we'll be back. We'll be back with the next event. Here at Pennaquire Center. Don't you go nowhere.